This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows welcomes you to Living Mishnah with Maimon Elbaz. Thank you for joining me, and I really appreciate Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh for being sponsors. It should be a zechut for Kalman ben Chaim and Shein Dol Basman Bofrimid, Aleihem HaShalom. The Torah says that Keli Vamveyu, we have to beautify the mitzvos, and we're trying to do that with Mishnayot. Number 723 is dedicated as a zechut for Refuah Shleima for Avram ben Malka Viki, Yishmerei Ma'el. The Mishnah today is an Uksin Paragimo Mishnah Yud Aleph. When does honey from honeycombs become susceptible to Tumah? In other words, we know that honeycombs look like food, but they're kind of more like a drink, because you're not biting the honeycomb, you're actually just drinking the honey or eating the honey, depending how you look at it. You could put it on your tea or you could put it on your pancakes, but whatever the story is. Says the Mishnah Machloket, Chalot Devash, honeycombs. Me'ematai mitamot mishum mashke. From when do these honeycombs become, have a tumah of mashke? Now, what's the difference between tumat ochlin and tumat mashke? So the nafkamina would be, the difference would be if a rishon touches ochel, it makes it a sheni by chulin. But if it touches mashke, it makes it a rishon. So we want to know if this is going to become a tumah rishon. So when does that start? Beit Shammai omrim mishiyacharcher. Beit Shammai says when they start smoking the honeycombs to get rid of the bees, so they fly away from the smoke. And now that's the beginning of the process. So then it has the din of a mashke like a rishon. Beit Hillel omrim mishiyaraseik. Beit Hillel argues with Beit Shammai and says, no, when you start cracking it apart so that the honey should ooze out of it, that is when it will have that din of a mashke. Let's always remember, the greatest service to Hashem is teaching children Torah, and it should be a zechut for everyone. Thank you so much, and please be in touch.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.